you can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and today in our weekly Powering Your Property segment, where we get an analysis of the latest movements in the local property market, we speak to Wong Siu Ying, Head of Research and Content at PropNex Realty, about an interesting report they've come up with about those beautifully preserved heritage shophouses, which are a distinctive architecture form in Singapore's modern cityscape. Because they're limited in supply and usually tightly held by owners, shophouses, especially conserved shophouses in the city centre, are seen as a resilient real estate asset class. There are more than 6,500 shophouses in Singapore, and they're well sought after by investors, with sales transaction value peaking at $1.5 billion in 2018. However, the COVID-19 pandemic has weakened sales volume and values in Q2 2020. Despite the challenging market conditions, there are still pockets of investment opportunities. As the economy reopens further, market activity should pick up in tandem. In view of their scarcity, the long-term market outlook for shophouses remains positive. Siu Ying, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Howie.
Interesting report that PropNex has released about the shophouse space. Why do you think, though, despite their reputation for being a resilient real estate asset class, we're actually seeing weakened sales volumes and values for shophouses in Q2?
Yeah, you're right, actually, Howie. Shophouses are known to be very resilient. They are very well sought after by investors, you know, because of their vintage charm, limited supply, and good potential for capital appreciation. Despite the weakening in volume and also sales value in Q2, we think that they are actually still very attractive from an investment point of view. I mean, let's just take you through some of these numbers that we had in the report, right? So shophouse sales came up to a total of about $110 million in Q2. So that's down by about 28% from Q1. Transaction volumes fell by about 31% to 22 deals. So in Q1, there were 32. Looking at the transactions, we think there are actually very good reasons for these declines. And we definitely do not think that this, you know, marks the start of any sort of protracted correction in the market. You know, that's really not the case. And why? You know, because first, the travel bans actually restricted the ability of some of these foreign buyers to come in. Huge shophouses, so they can't buy, it affects transaction volume. So second, there weren't that many shophouses in the market, especially in the CBD. In fact, there were a couple of instances where sellers actually took their shophouses off the market during the circuit breaker and relaunching them in the last 2 months. So rather than a demand is weakening type of story, I would say the drop in transaction volume in Q2 was really down to limited availability of units for sale as well. You know, and finally, I think it's important to note that all the transactions we saw in the second quarter, they were all done outside the CBD, outside, Chinatown area. So meaning they had a lower price point, right? So that sort of dragged transaction quantum down a little bit. So most of the deals in the quarter two, actually, they were done in like District 8, which is Little India. And then you have the District 14, Geylang and Eunos, and also District 15, which is the Katong and Joo-Chiat area. So, I think we remain very optimistic about this market because, as we said, shophouse supply, that's really limited. And if you look at mid-term to long-term, we think it's still very positive.
You reckon prices will continue to drop, though? This bodes well, obviously, for bargain hunters. Is there a magic number, maybe?
Sorry to disappoint. I would love to give you a magic number. But unfortunately, there really isn't one because, you know, shophouses, they are very unique. No two units are alike, really. And on whether it's a good time to buy, I would say yes, because genuine sellers, they would be more willing to negotiate on asking prices. We're still expecting shophouse prices to sort of transact at or slightly above valuation. I think to set the perspective, if you look at good times, you know, when the market was doing well, shophouses tend to transact way above valuation. So at this point, sellers are a bit more realistic. In terms of the magic number, no, we don't have one, but I spoke to a couple of our shophouse salespersons, right? I think Richard and Noel Chin, they're very experienced in the field, and they said that the pricing actually varies widely, depending on things like whether it's a corner unit, how many stories do they have, the tenant profile, and also whether it's FNB approved. So even though it's a whole stretch of shophouses, the prices of that, you know, units in that whole stretch
could vary as well.
Correct, absolutely. So, you know, it really hinges on many factors. I would love to give you a number, but really there isn't one. And I think investors need to sort of go to shophouse specialists to sort of evaluate the merits of each property, because they are really very different.
What do investors generally acquire shophouses for?
I think it varies. I think the top motivating factor really for shophouse investments, I would list three. You know, really it's wealth preservation, capital appreciation, and recurring income stream from leasing, right?
What kind of leasing though? Commercial, right. Residential?
We see a whole mix, not so much residential. I think typically investors tend to go for the commercial shophouses. Why? Because for commercial shophouses, the buyers do not have to pay the additional buyer stamp duty as well as the seller stamp duty, right?
Yeah.
So that makes commercial shophouses more attractive to investors. And then they would in turn then lease those shophouses out. Obviously, we've also seen some shophouse buyers using the shophouse space for their own use. So for example, private equity firms or family offices using that shophouse space as their own office space. For, you know, businesses like restaurants and retail shops, I think it's less common for them to buy for own use, because if you think about it, if they're going to plonk a few million dollars to buy a property, that's going to locked up a lot of capital for them. So these businesses, they tend to want to lease rather than buy for own use.
We're speaking with Wong Siu Ying, who's head of research and content at PropNext Realty. So the pandemic, as it continues, will it factor as well into this area going forward?
Right. I think just like the broader economy, I think the impact from the pandemic, it's not uniform across the shophouse market. Right. So obviously the hospitality sector is seeing a bit more negative impact, because, you know, tourist arrivals, that has come off sharply. In terms of locations, I think maybe shophouse tenants in Chinatown, a tourist destination, would also feel more pressure for the same reason.
Yeah.
So also speaking about pandemic, you know, a lot of companies, their workers are working from home. So if you look at the CBD, for example, because of the work from home arrangements implemented by many companies, so F&B operators probably would feel the pinch, you know, given the thinner lunch crowd. But these challenges may persist for a while, depending on when the international travel can resume on a wider scale, depending on when the office workers come back. But I think certainly the bright side is that Singapore is doing a very good job in containing, you know, this pandemic. So so I think people generally are more hopeful. Already you're seeing more people going back to restaurants. You know, there are queues forming again. I was just at Liang Seah Street over the weekend. It's quite crowded. So yeah, I think there's a positivity, you know, amid all the negative news that we're hearing.
So you reckon an investor can start thinking positive, can start sort of planning long-term? For example, we hear of the three pre-war shophouses in Little India up for sale, $7.5 million Singapore dollars or something to that effect. Might the response to that sale be good?
Right. Well, I think definitely it's time for investors to start looking. In any sort of real estate investment, it's mid to long term anyway. So if you look at the shophouse market, by and large, we still see buying interest, and prices for shophouses, really, they have been relatively stable. So there's ample liquidity in the market and interest rates are low. So all these are supporting factors for investment. And, you know, let's not forget that Singapore is also a very attractive investment destination in the region. Pretty solid fundamentals, right? Stable political environment, transparent processes, regulations. It's a safe country. You know, it's also a global business and financial hub. So all these things are very important for investors. And I think I would like to add also that there is that urban renewal story for a lot of shophouses. For example, in the CBD, we've heard the government has announced that it has already introduced this CBD incentive scheme, right, to encourage developers to redevelop old buildings to mixed-use development to rejuvenate the city area. So all these will bring more people in to the city. So if you own a shophouse in the city, that bodes well. And if you look at Chinatown, that area is also going through a lot of rejuvenation. You see new projects coming up, for example, the Wan Po Bank, the new housing development. That's going to bring more families in. So if you have a shophouse in, say, Bukit Pasoh area, the future would certainly be a bit more positive, right? More human traffic. We're not really marketing that Little India shophouse. So maybe I can give you another example.
Sure.
So we are actually marketing a pair of freehold shophouses at Bali Lane that's in Bugis. It has a guide price of about $9.8 million or just about $3,700 per square foot on total built-up gross floor area. So I heard from the agents actually marketing this that it's seeing a lot of inquiries. So a lot of viewings as well. And I think investors are actually interested to find out what's the potential for this. And again, you know, if you look at the Bugis area, there's a lot of renewal going on. The government plans to sort of develop the Kampong Bugis into a residential waterfront residential precinct. So that's one. And you see that ongoing transformation of Bugis area, you know, Beach Road, Tan Quee Lan Street. So there's going to be more offices, there's going to be housing, residential development as well. Again, providing catchment for shophouses or businesses doing operating in shophouses in those areas. So it's, if you look mid to long term, I would say things are still bright.
Sounds good. I have several million lying around. I'll just do that. Wong Siu-ying, Head of Research and Content at PropNex Realty. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.